In this episode, discover three social media strategies that'll take your followers and transition them into customers.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey now, you know, behind me, right here in the Wirebuzz office, we create 2,000 videos a year for enterprise-level companies. And 99% of those videos, well, they aren't filmed here or in a studio somewhere. They're filmed in our clients' offices. So the people watching can see that company actually solving problems, and they can see how those solutions transition into more revenue for the companies that they service. And so when I'm thinking about really effective information that I could be providing, I want to tell you how you can use social, which is a great tool for creating followers. But I want to show you how to transition those followers into the one thing that matters for your business, which are customers. And to do that, I'm joined right now by Henry Kaminsky Jr. All right, I'm joined right now by Henry Kaminsky Jr. He's the founder of Unique Designs, an Amazon bestseller for the book Refuse to Give Up, and the host of the Brand Doctor podcast. Henry, welcome to the show.
Todd, dude, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, man. You know, I've been following you for a while. You and I chatted up on social, and I want to talk with you about three social media strategies that will help people convert their followers into really the only thing that matters for business, which is customers. Can we do that?
Absolutely. Let's make it happen.
All right. All right. So first and foremost, when you're trying to lay out these three strategies, what's at the core of that? How does somebody get started with the right mindset? And for me, I think it's about putting your expertise out there for people. Where do you start off?
Well, I'm gonna actually showcase this by a real life example right now. So people that are watching or listening to this right now are saying, who the hell is Henry? Why should I listen to him? And what makes you the subject matter expert in social media marketing or social media engagement? Right? So I've been in business now for 12 years. I started out as a graphic designer and matured my agency into a boutique agency that actually helps authority brands like some of you folks that are listening and watching now. So when I say authority brand, I mean coaches, consultants, influencers, speakers, authors. Those folks, I help them scale their expertise and help them further their mission. And I've been doing this now for 12 years. And I learned a lot of mistakes along the way.
No doubt, right?
Right. And so one of the things that I realized, one of the biggest mistakes early on was that I was not engaging my audience. I was not engaging my audience. I was not bringing them into the conversation. You know, I have a big old round bald head. And, you know, to see this constantly coming up in your social media feeds all every day, because I'm very consistent. We'll get into that in a second.
Right.
You know, if I'm just talking and shouting at you, you're going to scroll right past it because, you know what, why should you follow me? What juice am I giving you? What value am I giving you? What purpose or reason am I giving you to follow me? So, right. Or listen to me, right? Why should I have your attention? So, getting to know and understand why you are on social media in the first place and what value are you bringing to your target audience's lives is first and foremost. You really got to develop that first before you could get into the more fun stuff, and we'll get into that in a second.
All right, so it sounds to me like starting off with strategy is important if you ever want to achieve what your goals are. And what is the value that you would bring to somebody that's following you?
So one of the things that I want them to understand is I want them to understand that with the right strategy and process and framework and infrastructure, you're able to do anything. You know, they don't build skyscrapers in New York City with a nimble foundation. And so what I try to do is I help clients really understand their superpower, their expertise and give them the framework and structure and strategy to do a few things. One is I want them to appear more valuable to their audience. I want them to communicate more clearly to their audience. And I want them to be able to charge a premium for their products or services so that they can scale, again, like we said before, their expertise. So with my 12 and a half years experience doing that and doing it for myself successfully, I'm able to share and transfer that wisdom over to them, which will help them get to where they want to be a hell of a lot faster.
All right. So first and foremost, you've got to think of yourself as an influencer. There are people that you influence all the time whose lives you come into contact with, and you're able to lift up and guide them to make smart decisions. How do you position yourself as an influencer? You know, for people like you and me, it comes natural, but for other people, they need a guru to shepherd them through the way. How does Henry Kaminsky Jr. do that?
So back in high school, I always, we had this little phrase that we used to tease each other on. And every time we didn't believe one of our friends or you weren't believed, we always said to each other, show and prove, show and prove. And so what we need to do is we need to show and prove our expertise. So one way that I do this very well on social media, specifically Instagram, is that I will take a snippet of a client strategy call with, of course, given permission by my client. But again, we're not talking about super proprietary stuff here, so they really don't mind. But what I do is I'll take a snippet, a real juicy piece of value that we uncovered in one of my strategy calls, and I'll have my video editor chop it up. And guys, if you don't have a video editor like I do, now right. You do.
Right.
Right. It's your iPhone. I mean, when I first started, I was using iMovie to freaking make these videos, and you only got 60 seconds, right? So you don't need to be an expert editor here, but chopping up those little pieces and putting them out there is just one little step towards showcasing your ability on how you help your clients.
All right. So part of that is like, that's social proof, right? So to give you an example, we call them plays. Something tells me, dude, you're a sports fan. Are you a sports fan?
I am.
You've got sports fan vibe like all over you, right? So I look at this like, oh, by the way, what city are you in?
I'm right outside of New York City, about 40 minutes out. I'm in a town called Sparta, New Jersey.
Jets or Giants?
Giants.
Okay. So I want you to think about Eli coming up to the line of scrimmage. And when you say show and prove, what I think about is Eli or his big brother getting behind the line of scrimmage and looking at the defense and then calling the appropriate play. And the way that you show and prove with the best result is you run the play that's specific to that defense, right? So if you need to show and prove to a medical device company that you know and you've got chops or street cred in that industry, you throw a medical device play that's aligned for that specific audience, right? And so you do the same, like with your strategy of pulling something out of a client conversation to demonstrate that you've got street cred. That works really well on social, doesn't it?
That amazingly well.
Yeah. Right?
Amazingly well. What happens is, you know, there's all these so-called gurus out here or experts, but then, you know, when you go and dive a little bit deeper into their background, they're, you know, it's like the social media guru that has 500 followers.
Right.
Right. And I see a lot of that. And before you paint yourself that profile, you better make sure that you have that backing.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to lose credibility. And that's the problem. A lot of the authority brands try to be authority brands before they're authority brands.
Right.
And so took me 12 years to get to where I'm at today.
Yeah.
And I feel confident in speaking on the topics that I speak about on consistently because, you know, I've been there and done that and got the t-shirt.
You've had a lot of reps, right?
a lot of reps.
It's a lot of repetitions in the process. Yeah. So how you position yourself as a subject matter expert, and then like you mentioned with your phone, or a conversation that we had before we got started, that you've got cameras in your room there that mm-hmm. have different angles, you can capture the content and then share it socially to be able to extend your sphere of influence. Am I somewhat on track here?
You are. I think we got to take a step back real quick, Todd, and remember how important it is to really understand who you're talking to and what exactly are you solving mm-hmm. for your audience. I just got back from Advertising Week in NYC last week. Luckily, it was right around, you know, it's in my backyard, yeah. So there was no reason why I wasn't there. And I got a chance to really mingle with a lot of big CMOs.
Yes.
I had a chance to talk to the CMO of T-Mobile, eBay, Petco. Gary Vaynerchuk was there.
Gary Vay.
Yeah. I mean, there was a tremendous amount of influence during that conference, and they all said the same thing in different ways. We need to be relevant with the people that we want to serve. We need to know who those people are better than they really understand themselves. And it comes down to attention. Will Smith was actually there. He gave us like a 60-minute presentation. And one of the things that Will Smith said to us was that he's done with like the hustling hard and like grinding and all of that. He said 20, 30 years ago, that was the name of the game. He said, I consider myself now more like a linebacker. He said, I show up and I just wait for things to come to me. And he's like, oh, boom, got it. You know, another boom, got it. And he was like, so I go where the attention is.
Right.
And as he was talking, I'm saying to myself, you know, I've been doing this a lot lately where I have clients that come to me and say, I'm trying to convince these people that my product or service is the solution. And I tell them, no, we're not in the convincing business. We want to facilitate the sale. We want to facilitate the solution. So we want to get people that are already bought in to what it is that we do. What we need to do is make sure that they're a right fit for us and we're a right fit for them. So it's all about going downstream, mm-hmm. working downstream instead of working upstream. I have a client who actually I have a follower on Instagram who plays for the Texas Rangers, right? Major League Baseball.
I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, and he says to me, he sends me a DM the other day and he says, I have so many teammates that are just missing the mark when it comes to leveraging their social media platforms to like build their brands. And, you know, what can I do to convince them? I go, you're never going to do it. So what I would do is instead of wasting energy there, because you've already bought in, show and prove. Start to use your social media platforms to build your influence. And you'll watch the magic happen when you start to build a 100,000 person following and you start to get reputable endorsement deals, right? They'll start to see how powerful social media is. And then they're going to convince themselves you're not going to do it. You got it?
Right. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's a lot like the conversation that we started off with, that as you go through the process with capturing your content, you're just proving that you already do this and you're positioning yourself in a really great way because all your energy is designed to demonstrate, to show. And then once you show, it's really easy for them to then in their head, know that you are the rock star for them. And when you're helping a brand do that, or you're helping an influencer doing that, you're kind of borrowing that same template and then executing it in their industry.
correct. You know, the fundamentals will never change. It's how we plug them into your expertise and how we become relevant to your audience that you truly want to serve. And a lot of times I think my clients struggle with, and they may not say this out front and so direct as I'm about to say it, but sometimes they lack the confidence that's needed.
Of course.
To scale their pricing, to scale their expertise, to scale their business, you know, to build out a team, to remove themselves or replace themselves from doing all of the work that needs to be done inside of a practice, right? And what I do is I am the facilitator of confidence. You know, when people ask me what business are you really in? Well, I'm in the business of helping other businesses or authority brands, again, appear more valuable, communicate more clearly with their audience, and just level up their confidence. Because when you do that, Todd, you know this, you're in the space, that changes everything across the board. When you work from the last time you worked from a level of high confidence, what you were able to achieve and accomplish, right? So when we're creating the strategy and giving them we're basically erasing the blind spots and giving them the answers that they're looking for, that's raising their confidence level. And then what happens is once we get done with the strategy, and this is what makes my firm a little bit more unique, hence why we call it Unique Designs, is that my firm just doesn't lip service all of this. We're not saying, okay, you need a sales funnel, you need a website, we actually take all the strategy and we have a team of 13 experts that work underneath me and my project manager, and we execute that strategy. So we have the copywriters, we have the designers, we have the developers, we have all of that in-house. So it's a one-stop shop. You come in, we get you the strategy that's going to best help generate revenue and generate quality lead, and then we can execute that for you if you decide to move forward with us. Yep. And so it's a great play for us, and it's a win-win for them because, you know, as we go through the strategy, my entire team has access to all of that information. And when we go to design now, the brand, it's a seamless transition.
I get it, dude. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm the trailblazer in the video marketing strategy space. In most cases, content creators just start with creating the content. They miss the whole opportunity to get that content right the first time. And when we start creating the videos, we've already laid out the whole blueprint. So everybody, even the people that go out on location, know how to execute, what the call to actions are going to be, what the page is going to look like. And it's funny for me because in our 8 years, we've never lost a client. And I'm sure you've had a very similar experience, because if you detail out a very tight roadmap for people, they will know exactly where you're going and what those benchmarks are. And then that content is used to convert. So in this context, we're talking three social media strategies that convert followers into customers. And anybody that's using social media needs to have that concept. Henry, where do people, once they understand the big picture, where do they get started? What's the first strategy they need to take into consideration?
Okay, so you want to focus on one clear message, okay? So what I'm seeing is when I do audits on my client's social media accounts, I do not, within 3 seconds, I should know what that account is all about, and I do not see that 98% of the time.
Absolutely.
And that is a big problem. So people want to go to a place where they can consume a tremendous amount of value and content that's all surrounded around one specific key message. And so you got to make sure that all of your content is consistent. So strategy number one is to make sure that you stay consistent with your messaging and look and feel, everything.
Henry, I want to dig in on this for a second. The reason it's important for people, and Henry, if I get off track, you know, I'm a polishing stone going down the river, by all means, guide me back into the river, okay?
Sure.
But the reason you want to have one target goal and one clean message is most companies present themselves with ADD all over the place. And their whole company is moving with attention disorders. I can use this with reasonable confidence and say it because I consider myself an attention marketer. Part of my job is to hack that attention and pull people through that path. But I'm also a adult that struggled for years with attention disorders. And when I go on and do an audit, and I'm sure you're the same way, it takes virtually 10 seconds of poking around on a business's website to recognize the disconnect. Do you get a similar feeling?
I do. And that just comes with the 12 and a half years experience, right? That just goes with, you know, really studying the greats and studying my craft and mastering my craft. Now, by no means do I know it all. By no means do I have every answer to every issue or problem that my clients face. Sometimes it takes a little bit more digging. Sometimes it takes, you know, a little bit more research and development to understand that. So I'm not trying to say I know it all, because I am a forever student. You know, I will continue to always level up my game and sharpen my axe.
You have to, especially as a Giants fan. You know, you can't think you know it all.
Nah, it's brutal this year, just like last year, but it is what it is. But, you know, with all that said, I just want to get back to the point where consistency is key, you know, and that's where branding comes in. You know, I just want to clarify what branding actually is so people understand. You know, branding is not a logo. It's not a website. Yes, it's a key part of your branding, but it's not your brand. Your brand is that gut feeling that people get when they interact with you and your business. And branding is, and you've probably seen this before online, but it's what they say about you when you're not in the room. It's when you're not present. What do they feel? What do they feel? So branding is really a feeling. It's not a physical piece, right? And so I really want people to understand that. And that's why it's so important, because if you have poor branding, that's going to affect everything else. So it doesn't matter what your logo looks like, what your website looks like, what your social media presence is. If you don't have a solid brand that is clear and precise on its purpose and how it solves problems, you're going to lose.
Right. You're not ready for prime time. And that means you need to take a couple steps back, polish and perfect that brand, get it tight and on point, and then you can start your influencer outreach. You can expand your influence, develop followers, and convert them into customers. And for me, using social and using that as a tool to get my referral network going has really been invaluable over the years. Talk to me about some of the other strategies to convert followers into customers in our remaining time.
So how do we convert, right? Well, we have to really identify their core issues, their core problems. And so one of the things I like to do is, you know, I'm a big Ryan Levesque fan. So that book Ask was very, very influential in how we communicate and engage with our clients. And so one of the questions that I like to ask is, let me just get real tactical for a second and share with you a strategy that has worked just unbelievably well for me. So every week I send out a post on Instagram, and it's called Ask Me Anything. Digital marketing, branding, design.
Right. Let's do it.
Right. And so basically, when I send out that message and post that image on Instagram, it is one of the highest engaging posts that I post throughout the week.
Because you're an authority and people want access and they're going to get answers from you. It's smart.
Well, and it also gives me and keeps me having a solid post on what I should say, solid pulse on what my clients and what my audience is really struggling with. Mm-hmm. And so it gives me tremendous amounts of content ideas to put out there for future blog posts, future videos, so on and so forth. So really communicating and engaging and asking the right questions. Another great question I want to leave you guys with is, and this came from Ryan, you know, what is the biggest professional challenge that you're facing right now? What's the biggest challenge you're facing professionally right now? And man, when I tell you, the answers that you get back are just simply mind-blowing. And so, you know, as a brand developer, a brand strategist, and digital marketer, you know, the biggest issue my clients have is, how do I generate leads? How do I generate qualified leads? How do I convert the sale?
Yep.
And so that is a large majority of what my content is based around. And that's why I am a preferred account on Instagram to follow and frequent and engage with, because they're going to get answers.
Right. And you have to be interactive, right? You have to be approachable. You have to be responsive. And when people put their social on autopilot or somebody else does it for them, what they end up doing is they end up creating a big disservice for themselves, because really you want to be engaging and approachable, right?
That is the name of the game. And you know what? I see this too often, Todd, and it kind of drives me a little crazy. Some influencers that maybe have a little bit more influence and reach than I do at the moment, you know, I see some of the guys, I won't name any names in particular, but some of the guys do it really, really well, where if you DM them, you know, they're going to respond back immediately. I'll give you a quick example. So
they have to want that, because a lot of people don't want it. You know?
Well, yeah, you're going to have to want that, because here's what's going to happen. Let's just call a spade for a second. Keep it real. So I have an obsession with looking at Facebook ads and Instagram ads and digging deep into the comment section.
Yep.
To see how the audience is resonating with the ad.
Yeah. Right. Good.
And unfortunately, what I see is a lot of pessimistic, cynical, untrustworthy audience members replying that this is just another scam, you're full of BS, this is a joke, this is a scam, blah, blah, blah. And it's I remembered there was an ad, and there was a woman that responded, "You're the most inauthentic person I ever met."
Really?
Yeah. And so here's me, Todd. So I saw that and I go, ooh, here's an opportunity.
Yeah.
So I jump into the conversation.
Right. Head first.
And I ask the woman, why do you say that?
Yeah.
Why do you say that? And unfortunately, she never responded. But I'm going to take a wild guess here.
Right. It tells you a lot.
And I'm going to say that this woman probably reached out of pure curiosity, at a pure like hope that she would possibly get an answer back from this person. That person never responded or gave her some tchotchke answer.
Right.
And she was like, this guy's a joke.
Right.
And so if you look at my Instagram account, it's nauseating. It will nauseate you a little bit.
I know, because I did this with you. I mean, I went and looked. It's part of our job, right? And so you really engage people.
But engage them, but respond to them.
Yeah.
Like, and I know you're going to get, and I know it's going to get to a point where you and I are both going to have a difficult time doing that.
Right.
But if Gary Vee can do it,
right,
then we can do
it. It's also a whole lot of fun, because, you know, when you get response from your audience and they're, you know, in New Zealand and their business is growing like gangbusters because you've been advising them through your podcast, it's momentum that you feel also. Now, Henry, I know you've got a hard break. I want to be a man of my word. You've got a busy day on your point. To close this out, tell everybody where they can get a hold of you and get more about your unique designs in your business.
Sure. So if you just go to uniquedesignswithaz.net, that is my website, and you'll be able to get to all my social media channels and my podcast through there. But if you want to go straight to Instagram, you can check me out at TheBrandDR. And again, if you have any questions, always feel free to DM me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. But if you have any inquiries, or if you ever want to invest in a introductory consult call with me, you could do that all through the website. Again, uniquedesignswithaz.net.
He's Henry Kaminsky Jr. He joins us on the Video Marketing Mastery podcast. And if you ever want to chat Henry up in the middle of the night, this dude will get back to you. I know, because we've had those interactions. Henry, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
Todd, pleasure being here. And thanks again for having me.
All right. Great to have Henry on the podcast. Look, that's how you take these social media tactics and transition your followers into paying customers. And if you want to guarantee that your content consistently generates a return on investment, well, I created a 5-part web-based mini course because I know people are struggling with this. It's one of the biggest tricks in marketing: consistent ROI. If you want to get access to my mini course, just go to wirebuzz.com/ROI. I lay it out on the tables to make it easy for you. And my goal will always be the same. I do my homework throughout the week. I work on client projects, look inside of the analytics where all of the answers live, and I bring the best information to you. So when you're sitting down inside of the boardroom at your office and you look around, everybody that's looking at you, they know that you are the video marketing master. Peace.